A group of Vermonters with a deep history in competitive sports and an upstart maple sugaring operation have come up with a product that combines both passions. Reporter Teak Root has our story.
Compressors running, hammers swinging, maple sugaring season is ramping up on the Cochran's land in Richmond. The family started producing syrup in 2010, and it's quickly becoming tradition.
Recently, especially with the untapped packets, I've been firing down a shot of maple syrup, you know, about 15 minutes before my second run, and it's actually been working pretty well. It's pretty awesome. You get a good energy boost. You don't get really jittery.
That's World Cup ski racer and Cochran family member Tim Kelly. Untapped is his latest business venture. Like other energy gels, it comes in palm-sized packets with an easy-rip top. Unlike other sports supplements, though, it has one ingredient, pure maple syrup. The first time Kelly used Untapped, he says he won the race. Then again, and again.
So I had like a little winning streak going with the Untapped packets. It was kind of fun. It's over now, unfortunately, but it was fun while it lasted.
Last year, they teamed up with professional cyclist Ted King and former Middlebury College Nordic ski coach Andrew Gardner to launch Untapped.
The business started because all three of us, the Cochrans and Ted and me, had an interest in maple syrup and had all come to this conclusion separately that packaging maple syrup in sport-related packages would be a good idea.
Combined, the group has raced in the Tour de France and many World Cups. So far, they appear to be onto something with Untapped. The company was launched last July on the crowdfunding platform Indiegogo. The campaign allowed people to pre-order the packets, which resemble syrup jugs. Despite aiming to raise $35,000, they brought in more than 50. This allowed for an initial run of 100,000 units, more than half of which are already gone. But whether people are buying the athletic fuel idea is unclear. Jeremy Dowdy is a product buyer at the Outdoor Gear Exchange on Church Street. The store is one of Untapped's top retailers.
You know, some people are definitely using it as an energy fuel, but I think that there's a strong novelty effect going on there. I think they tapped into that well. You know, the packaging has got, like, plaid on it. It's branded, you know, very much as a Vermont product, and people love it. You know, we have it up at the registers, and it just flies.
Customers have used the single servings of syrup for everything from managing diabetes to stocking stuffers at the holidays. Nutritionally, though, it's mainly sugar. And some dietitians question whether it's really beneficial.
Maple syrup is not unlike goo or any other sports products in that they don't typically tend to contain enough sodium or potassium for an athlete.
Kimberly Evans of Whole Health Nutrition is among the skeptics.
I would, again, certainly entertain the possibility that this has a viable place with our athletes, but I would love to see more, you know, real evidence-based research working with athletes in a lab, testing blood sugar levels in response to using maple syrup as a source of fueling.
Science aside, Tim Kelly will continue to rely on Untapped to power himself to the finish and as a cure for homesickness.
As a Vermonter, it kind of calms me down, you know, because it's kind of like a taste of home. Even if you're in, you know, if you're in the Austrian Alps or something, it's still a nice taste of home and it's got that calming factor, which is nice.
With ski season turning into sugaring season, though, he should be able to get his fix straight from the tap. For VPR News, I'm Teak Root.